Isaiah chapter 20. Isaiah chapter 20 left me with at least three reflections. Our trust must always be placed in God and not in men. Israel had placed its trust in an alliance with Egypt and Ethiopia that had relied on human might rather than trusting God. How many times have we been disappointed by the reaction of people who we thought could get us a job or give us a hand in moving, right? Trust God. He will never disappoint you. Secondly, the way we dress is in itself a message, and I'm not talking about the brand of our clothes, but about our modesty or carelessness that we manifest in dressing. Our way of dressing is in itself a message, exposing more than we should. Attracting the look by the proactive way we dress gives a message that is not pleasing to the Lord. Isaiah, barefoot and in underwear, had to do it for 3 long years. Third, we realize that it must not have been easy for Isaiah to do what God had commanded him to do. God often calls us to do something that makes us uncomfortable. But we do it because we love God and consider it a privilege to serve Him. The message went beyond nothing that they would suffer disappointment. They would also suffer shame. Christ also suffered the shame of the cross. The soldiers took Him, stripped Him of His clothes and His coat. On the cross of Calvary, Jesus died for me and you. There He shed His precious blood, that from sin we might be free. Oh, the cleansing stream does flow, and it washes white as snow. It was for me that Jesus died on the cross of Calvary.